Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 161 of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography. Well, as longtime listeners to Camera Position know, and probably more importantly, listeners to my other podcast, the History of Photography podcast, know, about a year and a half or so ago, I retired from a longtime full-time teaching career, teaching photography, and I'm one of those retired guys now, although we're going to talk a little bit about retirement and the idea of what it is that one does. Because one of the things that happens, and there are probably a number of you out there who are listening who are also retired, and a lot of your friends when you retired probably said the same thing that I have gotten from my friends and acquaintances. Well, what do you do with your time? And of course, almost every retired person I know who I speak to says that the time, of course, shrinks to fill the amount of things that you want to do in your life. But one of the questions I get a lot is, do you have a hobby? Is there something that you do that, you know, that will take your time that you used to do, used to spend doing work? And my answer to that is yes. Yes, I have a hobby. Actually, I have lots and lots of hobbies. Of course, one of my hobbies, a hobby that I've had for a long, long time, is photography. And of course, somebody who's been as involved in photography as I have on a professional level, on an instructional level, for such a long time, you might not think of that as a hobby, but in fact, it is. It is a hobby, and it is one of those things that I do every day. And I also think of myself as a hobbyist podcaster. It's something that I do because I enjoy doing it. And I guess what I wanted to get at with this episode of Camera Position is, if there are several different things that you love doing, don't feel the need to ignore one in favor of the other. Make sure you take the time for each of them, as they can feed off of one another. I recently read a quote from Steve Jobs, you know, the former head of Apple, the late head of Apple, saying, "You can't connect all the dots looking forwards. You can only connect them looking backwards." So if it turns out that a few of your interests involve making something, don't worry that they aren't unified things. You know, if you're interested in, say, you know, woodworking and photography, don't worry that they aren't unified. The unity comes from the maker, you. And of course, my hobby of podcasting and my hobby of photography and my hobby of reading and literature that in somehow, some way relates to the visual world, my hobby that is ever expanding of making images that move, my hobby of sailing, my hobby of interest in automobiles and competitive racing of automobiles, all of those things end up dovetailing into one another. All of those things end up having something to do with one another. So one of the things that I'd suggest is, imagine yourself with that question, retired or not. What is your hobby? What's your hobby? What do you do for pleasure? And if you don't think of photography as a hobby, what is it that photography might have as a complement in something else that you do? A friend of mine who is a photographer of great skill, Al Duval, is also a woodworker of great skill. And not only does he have and spend time doing both of those things, but he also has made photographic projects that involve his woodworking. And similarly, much of my interest in photography often dovetails with the other interests that I have. So think about what your hobby is. Imagine someone asking you that question. And if you answer photography and, begin to imagine the ways in which those different things can come together. Because in fact, the unity between those things comes from the maker of all of the things that your hobbies add up to. And that maker, of course, is you. So go practice your hobby, enjoy your time in photography or whatever else it is that you love doing, and don't feel the need to ignore one of those hobbies in favor of the other. Make sure you take the time for each of them and see how they can feed off of one another. Thanks for joining me, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography.